Good morning.
Good morning.
It was a happy occasion to see this church was so well attended. And seeing this baptismal font that is probably one of the most pretty ones that I have seen. You're almost to be seven people to be perfect in receiving the water baptism. Therefore, I was asked to change my original planning long sermon, which was Psalm 91.
那本来我是要讲那个诗篇第九十一篇的，这是很长很长。
So I chose one verse from Philippians chapter 1, verse 5.
那我就在腓立比书第一章五节呢，就选了这么一节。
May I say, this verse remind me a long ways.
这个这一节福音提醒我很多很多的事。
For some of you who met me for the first time,
有很多人今天第一次看见我。
Some of you met me 2 weeks ago when I was 3 weeks ago when I was preaching here.
大约三个礼拜之前呢，我在这儿讲了一篇道，所以有些人呢，今天是第二次看见我。
But you all need to forgive me for I am preaching out of the third language that I'm familiar with.
那今天请大家也多多原谅我，因为我今天讲道呢，是用我所学到的第三个语言来讲道。
And so, in preaching a short sermon from a short text in a short time.
然后就是说，要很在很短的时间上，再把一段很短、简短的圣经呢，来用做一个简短的说。
I would like to have you note that in the partnership idea.
那我就想请大家注意哈，这个。
It is not a new idea.
这个福音的伙伴呢，它不是一个新的什么创建。
Not only in the Bible, it's an old idea.
即使在圣经里面，它也是一个很老、古老的。
And today in the world is a new idea for many.
那对，可是对现今的这个社会呢，很多人好像是第一次才听见。
But personally, for me, is an old idea.
对我来说呢，这已经不是一个什么新的事物了。
Because I was in a CEM church long time ago.
那我很多年以前呢，就来到华人福音会的。Probably
some of you remember Pastor Lu, Lu Qiwu.
他们，你们可能有认识一位叫姓陆的牧师。And
probably remember Elder Liao.
或者你们认识一位叫姓廖的长老。And
Pastor Xi.
还有一个姓石的长老。Those
were the days I was in your Old Church in East Broadway.
那个时候呢，我在华人福音会是在这个纽约曼哈顿的那个东百老汇街。
In fact, I was such a poor student, so I stayed in your loft.
我那时候是一个全时间的学生，所以我坐在一个阁楼上。
Anyway, from the first day on, the partnership is being preached and exercised.
从我在那个福音会第一天起呢，这个福音传福音互相结伙伴，这个主意呢，就是从第一天我们就开始实行了。
The first day is from the day of the beginning of the world.
哦，就是说从创世起第一天，就有这个伙伴的关系。
We are thankful that through this text we are reminded about four important lessons.
那我们念到这个圣经的这一节呢，就是我们要学到四个很重要的功课。
The first lesson we have learned is
第一个功课就是
Partnership is the best ministry that we have found in the Bible.
那这个伙伴呢，是结伙这个福音里的事工的最好的方法。
You can see throughout the Bible, you can see throughout the whole book of Philippians.
那你从那个整个圣经，或者说整个这一部《腓立比书》呢，都可以看出这个福音伙伴呢，是一个贯穿前后的这个主义。
But before we talk too much,
那我们
Probably you already don't notice through the text that's printed on the wall.
那有很多人应该可以看见，就是在墙上打出来的这个字呢。
There's a discrepancy between the Chinese and the English.
那中文和英文呢，有一点出入啊。
The English says went from in the begin from the first day.
这英文呢是从第一个字。
Is that because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now?
那英文是这样说的，因为你们在福音里面是结了伙伴的，因为从第一天开始你们就结成了伙伴。
And the Chinese turn it around says the first day.
那中文呢，从就把它秩序颠倒了，说头一天直到如今。
And because its grammatic emphasis is different.
因为这语法上的这个重点是不一
样。You are, and then the Chinese says you are together, and you are in one heart and one mind to advance the gospel.
对这个中文的这个直接的意思呢，是我们大家同心同意的来兴旺福音。
Now the word partnership is not in the, not found in the Chinese.
那中文的翻译里面呢，为什么这个合伙的这个字儿没有呢？
This is one of the rare occasions the Chinese in the English Bible have a little bit of difference in translation.
这个也就是我们有时候会发现中英文的这个翻译呢有一些出入。
You probably noticed that the reason is obvious. There are two reasons.
那为什么会有一点出入呢？有两个原因。
The first reason is that the word fellowship, partnership, is the same word for fellowship.
因为在中文里面，这个伙伴呢和这个交通呢，好像是一个字儿。
In the original language, the word means quite a few meanings.
那在福音的原文里面，这个字儿有好几重的意思。
It can mean communion.
可以说是我们在一起领圣餐
maturing, advancing,
或者是一起成熟
it can also mean partnership.
那也可以是这个伙伴的意思。
But in this place,
在这里是什么意思呢？
The second reason our forefather translated as advancing of the gospel.
那为什么第二个原因呢？就是说我来说明一下为什么我们的前辈呢是这样来翻译成中文。
As you know that our Union Bible, the 和合本，
那我们这个中文用的呢是叫和合本。
It is finished translation in the year of 1919.
是在1919年呢完成这个翻译工作。
You know, in those days,
你知道在那个时候啊
，nobody partnered with anyone.
那个时候大家都不结伙伴。
In fact, you rather want to be a boss, even you're selling peanuts.
那就是说大家都想做老板，就是你卖花生的也想自己做自己的老板。
And in such a hierarchy in the Chinese system.
那中文的中国的教会里面的等级呢也是很森严的。
Nobody partner with someone.
因为在这个等级制度里面。
And that's why.
互相之间就不是一个结伙的关系。
And that's why the translator, you choose the advancement rather than the partnership.
所以呢这个翻译的人呢他没有把结伙伴这个字翻出来，而是说让大家一起来兴旺福音。
But today we live in a world that demands partnership.
但今天我们在这个世界上要想传福音呢，就必须有这个团伙的关系。
And we return to the original idea of partnership in the Bible.
我们回到在福音里面的这个字的原来的意义。
If you read your Bible, you know Genesis chapter 1:1.
你从那个创世纪第一章第一节看
，You see the plurality of God's head in creation. God create the world out of God says we create the world.
对，因为这个圣经里面哈，就是从这个创世纪第一章第一节呢，上帝就不是说我创造，而是说我们创造。
And so the partnership thing is in the beginning of the beginning of the world.
所以这个伙伴的这个概念呢，是从一创世开始呢就已经在我们这个世界中了。
But unfortunately, in our Chinese culture,
但是在我们中文的这个文化里面
we have too long been influenced by the emperor's system. There's one king rules all of us.
那在我们的中国的文化里面是太多这种独裁的这种概念，就是
，and that's why,
皇帝就统治一切。
That's why individualism is so strong among the Chinese families.
所以呢，在中国人的家庭里头呢，也是大家也是强调自己个人。
Have a tough time meeting this new world in American society.
所以呢，在美国的这个社会中呢，会有时候会觉得格格不入。
But the gospel tells us.
但是圣经这样对我们说。
If we were good followers of Jesus Christ.
如果我们是忠实的这个耶稣基督的那个跟随的人。
We need to find ways to get around our cultural bias.
就是说我们必须呢按照圣经来胜过我们这个文化里面的。
Our lone warriors.
那我们的这个文化里面是强调我们单打独斗。
We need to go around it and then find ways to partner with someone else.
所以呢，我们就要胜过我们中国文化的这一点，来不要单打独斗，而去跟我们的弟兄姐妹结成伙伴。
And I can assure you that is one of the biggest problems among the Chinese churches.
所以呢，也就是现在在中我们华人教会里面呢。最大的问题。
They undergird much of our church internal problem.
那我们教会内部有很多问题，也是从这个里面出来的。
And I hope that this church will beginning to partner with one another, the English side as well as the Chinese side.
所以呢，我希望这个教会呢，从此以后呢，就是这个英文堂和中文堂呢，也结成这个福音的伙伴。
The grandparents as well as the grandchildren.
那这个祖父母一辈呢，和孙辈呢，也结成伙伴。
As I've seen that this morning in the beautiful singing of the grandchildren.
那我今天早上看见那些儿童们的诗班呢，这就是一个很好的例子。
Three weeks ago, I saw the beautiful singing of the 10 men.
那三个礼拜以前呢，是那个十位弟兄在一起唱。
Maybe next time when I come will be 12 women.
所以下一回呢，我再来的时候，可能是12位姐妹在一起唱。
Praise the Lord.We learn to be partners.
这样子呢，我们就慢慢的学习怎么样来结成伙伴。
It doesn't mean we minimize our individualism.
这也不是说我们就泯灭了我们自己个人的这个所有。
But rather, we glorify God through our individual endeavor to praise Him.
那我们就用我们个人的这个努力的来赞美主。
Because partnership is a better way of.Associate with one another.
那这个在这个我们的施工里面哈，要想有更好的搭配呢，我们也必须是来结成伙伴。
When hydrogen and oxygen come together,
那就像氢原子和氧原子碰在一起的时候
，two are very explosive elements in life.
在生活中，我们都知道，这种气体是会爆炸的。
But when these two In a good combination becomes water.
那这两个搭配起来呢，就变成水。
Some of you have used epoxies before, right? Epoxy, a chemical compound.
咱不知道怎么说。
When you have compound A, compound B, you put together become a glue, a C.
哦，对了，就是说这个合成呢，化学合成，这个。合成物甲和合成物乙放在一起呢，就变成另外一种东西。
It becomes an unbreakable bond.
那这两种合起来呢，就不能再被分开了。
And in fact, I have one time got my skin glued together.
那有一次我的皮肤不小心被粘在一起。
You know, some of us preachers just don't know what to do with it. These chemical things.
那我们传道人可能有时候对这些化学物品呢不太了解。
But The Church of Jesus Christ, even though you're coming two extremes, you can bind together in the love of Jesus Christ.
在我们基督耶稣共同敬拜基督耶稣的教会呢，我们即使是截然不同的两个不同的教会呢，我们合起来呢，就可以在基督耶稣里合一。
God is a humorous God.
上帝其实很有幽默。
He brings people from two extremes, many extremes together.
那上帝的幽默感就在于他把这个两个极端的这个人在两种极端了，把他们非要把他们放在一起。
When they're being together, they are called a team, T-E-A-M.
那他们在一起的时候呢，就是说英文里面有字，就是说他们是一个团队。
2 years ago, I was in Shanghai. I met a bunch of very devoted Christian leaders.
那我两年以前在上海呢，就碰到一些非常爱主的这个教会的领头人。
Each of them lead factories and other factories, and they are big business people.
那他们实际上是那个在商界很有成就的，所以他们每个人都拥有一个很大的工厂。
And there are some of famous engineers.
那还有一些很有名的这个工程师。
And they, every Tuesday, they meet together for luncheon and ask me to speak them there.
那每个星期二呢，他们在一起吃中饭，然后呢就让我来给他们来讲话。
It took them, many of them had to travel quite a long ways to get there.
那有很多人要跑很多路才能到。
And I was curious, I asked,What do you call yourself?
那我就觉得有点好奇啊，比如说，那你们这个星期二的这个聚会是什么称呼呢？
He says we call ourselves team.
那他说我们就是一个团队。
I said why team?
那我说为什么叫团队呢？
It's a simple.
很简单。
Together each are more team.
所以我们在一起的时候呢，就是比我们分开的时候呢，要能做的事更多。
Wow, these big people, they come together, they mean more.
你看这些非常成功的人士，他们愿意走到一起来结成这个团队，可以做更多的事。
That is why partnership is such an important thing in our life.
所以呢，在我们的生命当中，我们要知道这个团队这个概念是很重要的。
And many a times, if we don't have the concept of partnership,
有很多时候，当我们对这个在福音里结成伙伴的这个事呢，没有概念的时候
，If we don't teach our children about partnership，
如果我们教导我们自己的孩子的时候呢，就是说也没有注意跟他们说要跟别的这个孩子结成。
And if our church vision has no partnership，
那我们教会的意向里面呢，也不着重这一点的话呢。
And I have sad news for you。
那我要告诉你一件很
，You're going to have a lot of problems。
那你就会有很多很多的问题。
Because partnership is such an integral part with the growth of the Church of Jesus Christ.
那这个结成伙伴呢，是这个使教会增长的一个不可分割的部分。
That's why from the chapter 1, verse 1 on,
就从第一章第一节就开始
，Paul expressed the partnership in such a glorious and happy tone.To the Church of Philippi.
就是说，这个保罗对腓立比的教会呢，就是大大的赞扬他们这个在主里面这个团队的精神。
Because in the first chapter one already.
第一章第一节。
Paul says, "May Paul and Timothy."
保罗就提到说，耶稣基督的仆人保罗和提摩太。
Writing to the Church of Philippi.
写信呢给腓立比的教会。
If you think of it, it's going to be kind of humorous.
那其实你想一想呢，是很幽默的一件事。
At that time, I'm sure Paul can be a grandfather to Timothy.
那个时候呢，保罗的年纪呢，可能已经算是提摩太的那个爷爷了。
He was so well known that people respect him.
他很有名气。
But who is Timothy?
大家都很尊敬他，但是没有人知道提摩太是谁。
A no-name guy.
他根本就是一个无名小卒。
And a timid and also fragile guy.
他的胆子很小，而且他身体也不太好。
But Paul put him together with him as a part of the team that writes this letter.
所以你想，这个保罗写这封信的时候，把他的名字和他的保罗的名字放在一起，这样子他们两个人就是一个团队。
And that goes to speak to somebody like me.
这个对我来说呢是很有感触。
I often have forgotten the no-name individuals in the Church of Jesus Christ.
那有时候我们就会忘记说，在基督耶稣的教会里的这些无名小卒呢，有的是很重要的。
They may be young and green.
他可能呢，就是说，有点他们年轻了，乳臭未干啊。
And sometimes we have couldn't understand why they do what they did.
那有的时候他们做出来一些事情呢，我们就想说，是不是因为他们太那个不成熟了
？I still remember in my church board meeting.
那有一次我们那个教会的那个执事开会。
My youth group, my young pastor.
那我的那个青少年牧者。
Who's a brilliant scholar from UC Berkeley?
他呢是在伯克莱大学拿到这个非常高的学位。
And he dedicated himself to the ministry and study and got straight A, even in Mandarin.
他那个每一门功课都是拿的，就是全优哈，甚至就是说学那个国语呢，也是拿的全优。
Now we have some elder who are 80 some already.
那我们有一些长老呢，已经都八十几岁了。
We have one deacon who speaks only Thoi San and nothing else.
那我们有一位执事呢，他除了台山话，别的都不会说。
This is Arizona born ABC.
那这个青少年牧者呢，他是一个在美国生长的。
Came into the meeting late.
他来到这个聚会所呢，已经是就是说我们已经存在了很久。
And brought with him.A bowl of chow mein and eat in front of everybody.
他那个第一次来的时候呢，就带了一大碗炒面，然后就在我们面前呢就大吃。
Not only that, put his leg on top of the desk as President Obama did.
他就像奥巴马总统那样，就是有一次把他的脚呢就翘在那个桌子上。
I can tell you, I could have exploded at that time.
那我当时呢，差点就爆发。
But I can tell you, partnership taught me I have to teach him and not to explode at him.
那当时呢，有这个，我因为心里面有这个伙伴和团队的这个概念，我知道。
Dear brother and
sister, 他发火，而是要，表示要慢慢的教训他。
Dear brother and sisters, in the partnership, we need to tolerate and learn from each other.
那亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我们要知道，我们互相结成伙伴呢，可能对互相的缺点呢，要有一些容忍。
So different ministry can advance out of our shortcoming and all our strength.
那我们的这个团队要想继续往前走呢，就是说我们要互相接受对方的优点和缺点一起。
That will please God and will make Satan not to laugh at us.
这样的话呢，我们就就是能够让神觉得喜悦，然后让撒旦呢没有机会。
I couldn't help but tell you some of the southern churches that I went to.
那让我给你讲一讲我从那个时候到现在去了很多教会的一些事。
Some of the southern churches, and I don't want to tell you the denomination.
那有些那个教会我去过哈，那我也不想跟。
But I'm laughing at it that the way they rank their church leadership.
那我有的时候就觉得很可笑，因为他们在那个教会里面有那个等级森严的制度。
If you don't rank certain rank, then you're nobody.
那如果你没有达到一个等级的话，一个级别的话，那你说的话没有人听。
That is no way to partnership with one another.
那这个在对于这个在神里面合一结成伙伴来说呢，是不应该这样做。
But the gospel of Jesus Christ, ignoring our color, our race, and our education.
你知道吗？耶稣基督的福音是不在乎我们的皮肤的颜色、我们的种族和我们的教育程度有多高。
And today's baptism signifies that.
所以你想，今天我们要做的这个敬礼呢，就是这个事情的最好的这个说法。
That's why.The partnership of Jesus Christ is a better combination than anything else.
所以呢，这就是我说的第二点。这个在神里面合一结成这个伙伴呢，是这个互相搭配，事工里面互相搭配的一个最好的方法。
Partnership also benefits the Church of Jesus Christ.
你知道在 在神里面合一结成伙伴呢，对于这个听道的人也有很大的好处。
Not only the apprentice in the church are benefited，
不但是这个初来乍到的人能够得到很多的好处
，but all the members, all the audiences are benefited from it。
那所有的听众呢，都可以得到莫大的好处。
And you know what's the biggest benefit having a partnership vision church？
你知道有一个这个团队的这个意向的一个这样一个教会，它有什么地方是最好的呢
？There will be three simple alphabets。
那有三个字。
The three alphabets are J O Y。
这三个字母呢，就是。Joy,
there'll be joy, joy,
快乐,
be happiness.
喜乐,
the in season or out of season.
就是无论何时不何时,
when the sun is shining, when the dark clouds are covering.
不管是天晴还是天阴,
there's going to be happiness in Jesus Christ.
我们在神里面就会有喜乐。
That is the greatest benefit, and that's how it colored, that run through the whole book of the book of Philippians.
那这也就是腓立比书从头到尾的一个主题啊，就是要我们在神里面有喜乐。
From verse 4 on, this whole book at least 10 times talking about joy or joyous.
那从第四节开始呢，几乎有十次，就是说这一卷书呢一直说叫我们喜乐，欢欢喜喜的喜乐。
When partnership is considered in the Church of Jesus Christ.
那在我们基督耶稣的教会里，如果我们很重视这个伙伴的这个概念的话
，There will be joy, 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 joy。
那我们就会有喜乐加上喜乐。
What is joy？
那喜乐是什么呢
？Eugene Peterson, a minister who is still living。
有一个老牧师叫 Eugene Peterson， 他现在还活着。
He translate。The Bible into a book called The Message.
他呢把福音呢翻译成一本书叫做信息。
He translated the word joy in such a way that I would find it very, very interesting.
他是怎么样来解释喜乐这个字呢？我觉得很有意思。
He says joy. He didn't say joy. He says it's deep rooted in reality.
他说：“我们这个喜乐呢，是深深的植根于现实之中的。”
Beautiful translation， 植根于现实之中。That's your beautiful joy that enable you to go through dark days and sad days。
那这美好的美好的喜乐呢，能使你安然的度过，不管是你高兴还是沮丧的那一天。
When my good friend, Mr. Yining Liu, went on to Heavenly Father.
那我有一个好兄弟叫刘
一林。
刘一林，他呢，现在呢已经回天家。
The professor is a Chinese classic professor.
他是中文那个教授，啊，那个古典中文的教授。
And he's also the creator for Gospel, the Cosmic Light, as well as the Lighthouse.
他也写其他的书，就是说这个基督福音像灯塔一样。
In his funeral，
那在他的葬礼上呢
？He written a will to assign me to do one job for him。
那他的遗嘱里面呢，就任命我来给他做这样一件事。
Mrs. Liu told me。
那刘太太是这样跟我说的
：“You cannot back out from it。”
那刘师母说：“你想退都没有退路。
”Because that's what your good friend asked you to do。
那刘师母说：“你的好朋友刘牧师这样子要求你，请求你来做，你不能说不。
”Do you know what he asked me to do？
那你想知道他要我做的是什么事吗
？First of all, he says, in my funeral service, there's no black cloth.Black clothes.
他说请在我那个追思礼拜的时候，请大家都不要穿黑的。
It's only purple or yellow. cloth.
请大家穿紫色或者是黄色。
For the life of me, I have no purple thing in my life.
那我这一生都不知道紫的衣服是怎么回事。
And so I had to go out to buy a purple tie.
那我就是只好专门去买了一条是紫色的领带。
Secondly, he says.
第二呢？
I want my funeral to have somebody, everyone come to say something funny about me.
那我就想那个说我的追思礼拜呢，可不可以请各位弟兄姐妹来上来讲一讲关于我很好笑的一些事情。
Wow, such an old gentleman in his life, I respect him. I couldn't think of anything so funny.
那他是一个很受人尊敬的、很绅士的这样一位。一位牧师，我都想不起来说他有做的事情有什么是好笑的呢
？So went to prayer and said, God, what was so funny about Mr. Yu 刘义林？
那我就在神面前祷告说，神啊，你启示给我看，说这个刘义林牧师他做的什么事是很好笑的呢
？Suddenly I remember one day when he was accidentally swallowed some watermelon seed.
那他我就突然想起来有一天呢。他不小心的把西瓜的籽儿呢给咽下去。
Then he laughed.
那就大笑。
He says, "Tomorrow you will see watermelon come up top of my head."
然后他就说，明天你就看着了一个大西瓜就从我的脑袋上冒出来。
He has joy in his life.
那他在生活当中呢是满了喜乐。
In the Church of Jesus Christ, we treat one another too seriously.
那在基督耶稣的教会里呢，我们可以就是说跟。互相之间呢，可能太认真了。
And we sing joy, we preach joy, we taught joy, but we don't live joyfully.
那我们教大家说你们要喜乐，我们唱的歌也说你们要喜乐，可是我们的生命里面呢是没有喜乐。
I'm sure that the song that children sang this morning, the joyful song.
那今天早上儿童诗班唱的歌是不是很喜乐的一首诗歌呢
？If it's repeated by all of you in your life.
如果说你们在生命当中每天都这样的活出来的
，This church will be exploded. There's not going to be enough room for all the neighborhood to come in.
那这个教会的增长就会像爆炸一样的增长。那这个旁边的那些想来我们教会的人，可能我们这个屋子都盛不下。
We need to major in the life of joy.
那我们所以就好像是说我们在生活中要主修喜乐
and minor in criticizing someone else.
请不要主修批评别人。
Too often we major in the minor.
那我们经常就是说不该着重的事情呢，我们去着重。
And it will cause stumbling block for the very gospel we try to preach.
那我们这样子呢，就是说我们想传福音呢，却给我们自己。设下了这个障碍。
But today is a baptism day, and we need to think number four.
那今天呢是大喜的日子，有很多人受洗，我们要唱第四首歌。
When you come to the word partnership,
那我们就到第四个字儿，就是伙伴的那个第四点。
It is going to be a beautiful reward for you.
你知道吗？你如果这个实行这个伙伴的这个概念的话，对你将会有一个很美好的奖赏。
When you practice honoring each other as co-equal,
如果你们互相尊重，在主里面都是平等的。
I know the Chinese church love to go ask the new pastors to go to ranks.
那我们中华人教会呢？请来一个新的牧者呢，我们常常就是说要让他经过好几层，好几层。
First was one eighth of time, and then go to quarter time, then half time, and then three quarter time, and then becomes intern.
就是说，我们让他就是说经过好几个森严的等级，先是八分之一的时间，然后四分之一，然后二分之一，然后好不容易呢，就是到了那个四分之三的侍奉。
And then 10 years of of pasturing in layman's term, 传道。
那就是说，然后呢，我们又让他这个牧者呢，要他做十年的传道。
Then we may ordain him if he passes his exam.
那我们要给他一个很难的考试，如果他通过的话，也许我们会按立他为牧师。
If in this 10 years he does not make any mistake.
如果这十年当中他什么错误也没有犯。
And if he never offended one board member.
如果他没有得罪这个理事会的任何一个人的话
，And I think that is how we rank ourselves.
那这个知识呢，我们在基督教会里呢，把我们自己分成这个等级森严。
But let me pray that we have a system that we treat one another. We may have a system of ranking them, but we do have a system of honoring them.
那我们就是说，从这个等级制度的这个概念当中呢，我们要走到另外一个，就是说互相，我们互相尊重。
What if he has a musical talent that no one else has？
如果说这位牧者他在音乐上特别有那个天分呢
？What if he's a thinker that no one else can think like him？
如果他是一个很深奥的思想家
，Could we treat him？As equal?
那我们对他来说是不是把他当成是我们平等的
Always had to put him down.
还是说我们总是呢要想出各种办法来贬低他
You know, if you treat one another as equals,
如果我们互相之间平等对待的话
Not like the disciples of Jesus trying to fight who's big, who's small.
就像耶稣的那些十二使徒当中，他们不是有争执，说谁是最大的，谁是最小的吗
？Then you will find one word happen in your church.
那如果我们不这样子来争论说谁是最大的，谁是最小的，那我们
What is this one word？
就会发生有一个字儿就会在我们中间发生。
What is this one word？
这个字是什么字呢
？This one word is found 3 times that Jesus pray in John 17.
那约翰福音17章里面呢，这个耶稣呢，讲这个字整整讲了3次。
Before he went to be crucified,
在他这个上十架受难之前
，he prayed 3 times that the disciples may be one.
然后他呢就不停地祷告说我呢为你们这些人祈求让你们这些人能够合而为一
So that one word is unity
所以他们这个最重要的字呢就
是我们
在主里面是合一
The church may be unified in the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ
在神的恩典当中我们的教会能够合一
I know this is pragmatically important
在这个实际上，这个是这个教会的实际当中的这一点呢是非常重要。
I know also it is theologically correct to talk about unity.
在从神学的观点来说呢，这个合一呢是一个非常重要的概念。
But it is also evangelically important for you to consider.
对我们教会来说，如果我们在这个福音上要有份的话，我们就必须好好的来。让我们大家都可以合一。
If evangelical mission is a mission church,
如果我们是这个福音会啊，是这个把福音传出去的这个教会。
I think one of the important things is that for you to practice unity.
所以你们当中必须要执行这个合一的这个概念。
And it's proud of the word partnership.
然后这个合一是怎么来的呢
？May God help you.
彼此当中要结成伙伴和团队。
May God help you to grow into a church that please, please His holy name.
我祷告是让你们的教会可以从此使上帝得到喜悦。
May you be blessed.
上帝保守你。
Let us pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, too often we go our own way, individualistic way.
主啊，我们太多的时候我们都是各行己路。
And we have forgotten, Lord.You are a triune God.
我们就忘记说你是那三一神。
And you ask us to honor each other as parts of the body.
你让我们彼此 对互相是在身在身体上的不同的肢体。
And we have not been practicing partnership long, long ago.
那我们很久太久太久都没有来这个执行你的你对我们的。
May you remind us.
主啊，你来提醒我们。
Uplift us beyond ourselves.
把我们高举。
In the name of Jesus, we prayed. Amen.